Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Dan Gaynor, VP of Business, Culture, and Tech Watch for Media Research Center. Dan, we're continuing our discussion on media for Christians following Hallmark Channel's decision to continue airing a lesbian commercial where that pair kisses. Do you have any recommendations for possible alternatives when it comes to wholesome entertainment?
Cable TV in general is having problems. I think the future is that conservatives definitely need websites, movies, TV shows that are produced for them that are values affirming, because what the left doesn't get is they say, well, this is an attack on gays. No, it is a support of traditional values. And so what's the difference for Hallmark running a program where three people are dating together? We bombarded constantly in the news media with talks of polygamy and polyamory and all sorts of bizarre lifestyles. Mm. So is that going to be the next push for Hallmark? You know, Hallmark's, oh, well, we won't go there. Well, what are the lines? So ultimately, if conservatives want good kind of entertainment, they have to make it. And that means people with money need to pony up. They need to stop just sitting on the sidelines or worrying, oh, okay, well, I've got to make sure I make money doing this. The left doesn't worry about that. The left throws billions of dollars every year at propaganda. Billions. They make documentaries that are phony. They make movies that rewrite history. They make sitcoms that make fun of conservatives and Christians. And conservatives and Christians respond by watching it, going to it, paying for it, and not producing counter-programming.
Mm. Like you said, we have a great opportunity to move forward. I know some Christians that are in media, and I'm thinking of how their outreach could be expanded. How else can we positively influence a culture that rejects God's ways? Dan?
I'm going to say this to parents, because I get asked this question a lot, particularly in regards to children. You cannot isolate your children so that they never see any of this material. Because I guarantee you, even if they don't have cell phones and you monitor their web activity at home, I mean, you really have to, because what happens to kids, particularly young girls, is just appalling on the internet. But what you have to do is prepare them for the world outside your house, off your property. And that means when programs come out and you know they're popular with kids, you have to watch some of them together and say, look, this is how this program is undercutting your beliefs. Look at how they're villainizing you. So when you go to school and they say, well, did you watch it? Yeah, but here's what's happening. You got to be prepared. Christians in America are used to being the dominant players in our culture, in our politics, in every aspect of our lives. And that is no longer the case. And Christians need to look to history to remember that that wasn't always the case. They need to prepare for a future where not only they're not the dominant player, but where they are a abused, disrespected, discriminated against minority. Because that's what's coming.
So true. And I love the idea of critical thinking. What is their worldview? Okay, their worldview is very different than mine, but I can still stay strong. And that, in history's past, has shown to be the time when the church grows.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell people, hey, you're going to lose your job because of your faith. Hey, some of your children are going to reject your faith or reject you because of your faith. And it's a hard thing to prepare them for. It doesn't mean the end times are coming, but bad times are coming, and bad times are already here for Christians in America. It's not as bad as it is for Christians around the world? No, of course not. Because the starting point is so much better for Christians here. But can you be abused for a public forum now for espousing Christian beliefs? Yes. Can you go to a public university in America and be discriminated again for your Christian beliefs? Absolutely.
Sure.
These are things already happening because the tide of left-wing agenda is sweeping over the land, at least right now. And so this is not something that happened overnight. It took good 50 years to get to this point. Because remember, the 1960s, Hollywood was still making pro-Christian movies on a regular basis. Charlton Heston was everywhere doing biblical movies. And where they went from the 60s rebellion and the riots in the 60s to now took 50 years to get here. So changing it doesn't happen overnight. But if Christians don't wise up and try to change it, then the next 50 years are going to be much, much worse.
Thank you for that, Dan. Any note of hope to leave us with as we head out?
Well, I mean, we win in the end. You know, that's the note of hope. I've read the book. I know who wins. You know, I truly believe it's sinful to be totally despondent, to think that we're going to lose day to day. You can't go into a fight thinking you're going to lose. You go into a fight saying, we're going to win. Sports fans know this. Why can't Christians?
That's Dan Gaynor with Media Research Center. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.